Dog snoring. Ooh. You like that song? It's a song I sing when my dog is snoring. I just wrote it. It's an Alexa original. Copyright on that. So don't go stealing it. Gotta license it from me. Hi, everybody. I'm being stupid today. I'm procrastinating today. So I'm laying in bed with my snoring ass dog who is so snory today. And the other one who doesn't snore. The other one who just likes to climb on my tits while I'm talking. That might happen. Just a heads up. But I'm procrastinating because I have a really fun weekend ahead of me and I'm excited about it. Like, I'm in the mood to go out. Like, the weather is getting less gross and I get to get all cute tomorrow night and I'm looking forward to it. But like, the one thing that I am not excited about is cleaning this damn house to get ready for the weekend. Because that's like, I don't know. Maybe I'm the only one. Yeah. Can you tell I'm worked up? Maybe I'm not alone here. But like, I think it's a great idea on a Friday to get your house kind of tidy so you can spend the weekend, like, if you're home, enjoying it. And not looking around being like, oh, I need to wipe down the countertops or oh, I need to vacuum. I don't like that shit. It gives me anxiety. So like, I like the thought of cleaning the house on a Friday. Enjoy the weekend. No anxiety. But I'm in no fucking mood to do it. I don't wanna. I really don't wanna. So I am instead hanging out on my big king size 4-poster bed with like the softest comforter and the coziest sheets. I'm just hanging out with my snoring dogs. And I figured this is the bargain I made with myself. I thought I want to keep doing nothing for a little bit longer. So I'm going to take another little tidbit. I'm going to take another little portion out of Lottie Squeaks's fantastic food and sex questionnaire and get that done. And then once that's done, I will make myself get up and I will go do productive shit. Y'all better check in on me for accountability and ask if I clean, like ask me if I cleaned after this, because I really, really don't want to. Yeah. But okay. In the meantime, I'm going to make myself, and in the meantime, I'm going to enjoy taking this questionnaire, the survey thingy, because it's really fun, and I've been enjoying it. And we're now at the part where we are tackling, the category is name a sex act and a food item that dot, dot, dot. So I haven't really looked at these. I'm going to have to probably edit out some hemming and hawing, I bet, when I take this. But let's, without further ado, let's get started on it. So, name a sex act and a food item that I wish I'd tried sooner. So I have the sex act. I have that unlock. I know that answer. The food thing I have to think about a little bit because like my parents kind of raised me where like I was exposed to all kinds of food as a kiddo. Like they didn't do the whole chicken nuggets and mac and cheese thing. Like they recognized like, here, let's give her a palate. So yeah, I mean, I grew up on sushi and ramen and Indian and Mexican and like that good, good Mexican, like barbacoa. Huh, I'm hungry again. So I've been exposed to a lot of stuff and I've tried a lot of stuff like at an early age. I really haven't tried Ethiopian food. And so maybe if I try it, that'll be my answer here. I wish I tried it sooner. Maybe I'll fall in love with it when I try it. I'm getting over the whole, like, using fingers as utensils thing. Usually that's only fun when I am drunk and drunk hungry. Then it's great. But otherwise, I don't want anything under my nails. It's just, no, I gotta keep that shit clean. So maybe when I don't have a set of nails on, I will try Ethiopian food and that will be the food that I wish I'd tried sooner. Because I bet it's great. But I think that's as far as I can go on that answer. But the other one, the sex act that I wish I'd tried sooner. Male, female, male threesomes. They're really fun. it's been a minute since I've done one of those. And it's not like I used to do them all the time or anything like that. But like it is something that I didn't try until maybe like a year ago or something. And it's really fun being spit roasted. Just saying. It's really fun. I kind of like being the center of attention. And if you're doing an MFM, then you are literally the center of attention. So it feeds my ego. So a sex act, spit roasting. I wish I tried that sooner. I tried it when I was ready for it. We'll go with that. I tried it when I was ready for it. And ooh, I was ready for it. Let me get my mind on the next question here before I get distracted. Name a sex act and a food item that you tried once and never would again. Okay. I want to be controversial. Because I know some people are obsessed with spice and heat and things. But, like, wasabi, I can't. I can't do it. I won't put it on my sushi. I hate, if it touches my sushi, I gotta take my chopsticks and get every little grain of rice that it touched and pull it off and get rid of it. Because I think I was given wasabi when I was young and I didn't realize what it was. Like, my mama mixed some up in some soy sauce for me and it blew the roof off of my head. My skull came off. And steam came out of my ears and all my sinuses were instantly cleansed. And I felt betrayed. I felt angry. And my dad did it to me too with Chinese hot mustard. Same thing. Here, try this. They're mean. I just realized my parents are really mean. It's just, I cannot. I don't think I'll ever get over that spicy horseradishy. I can't get down with it. Wasabi is something that I will never try again. That I actively avoid and that I hate when I get Chinese or sushi or Japanese sushi takeout. And if it's slid around or something during delivery and it's mashed up against the wasabi blob in the corner of Yeah. Again, the food answers are taking up 90% of the answer. But we'll go to the sex act that I wish I'd never tried. Or that I tried once and would never try again. There's not a lot that I wouldn't do again. I think I've been present when other girls are in the bedroom too. And I don't know. I had a girl go down on me and I didn't really feel anything. I think girls are fucking beautiful. And I love looking at them. It's so weird because I want to be inclusive, but I'm just not wired that way. It just doesn't do it for me. I think I took my, how straight, how gay are you? On the spectrum, I took the Kinsey test. It's 0 to 6, right? 0 is super straight, 6 is super gay, and 3 is bi. I scored a 0. So I'm just wired that way. I kind of wish I wasn't. I'd like more sexual options, but I'm wired to be ramrod straight. So I hope that doesn't sound mean or bad. I feel really paranoid saying that, but it is what it is. Okay, so name a sex act and a food item that I can't live without. There's so much food I can't live without. I can't live without sushi. Apparently sushi's the theme here. I can't live without sashimi and chirashi. And I can't live without breakfast cereal. And I can't live without toast with butter and a cup of tea. And I can't live without... I don't know. I can't live without junk food sometimes. And I can't live without perfect fruit in summertime. Oh my God, ripe peaches. I can't live without any of that. That's cheating though. I don't think that counts as an answer, right? I just named every food on the planet, essentially. I can't narrow it down. Don't make me do it. Don't make me do it. There's a lot. But right now I have peaches stuck in my head, so I can't live without ripe, fresh summer peaches and spring strawberries. Oh my God, I can't have one answer. I'm abandoning that. A sex act I can't live without. I couldn't go without being spoon-fucked. Yeah, I was going to say blowjob. That's also high up on the list. I like putting dicks in my mouth. But I really do. Spooning is my favorite, and it's almost always a guaranteed yes. If you just press it up against my butt for long enough, I'm going to hold my knee up and go, okay. Even if I'm hungover, even if I'm in a pissy mood, no matter what, if you are, first of all, close enough to me to be spooning me in bed, like cuddling, and you keep your hard dick pressed against me, it's going to work. It's going to happen. You just have to be persistent. It's going to happen no matter what. So yeah, I couldn't live without spoon fucking. Next one is name a sex act and a food item that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy and happy when you're done. Oh, the food item would be afternoon tea. Definitely. Definitely a champagne tea. Oh gosh, in Bath. Oh, at the Royal Crescent Hotel. Not that I'm being too specific here. I'm like reliving a memory right now. But yeah, a champagne afternoon tea is the most wonderful, warm and fuzzy and lovely thing. Also a Sunday roast at a pub. Super warm and fuzzy and happy and just cozy. Like the most cozy. You don't get that from salad. You just don't. A summer salad's great and all, but no. Pub roast or high tea. Afternoon tea. And a sex act that makes me feel all warm and fuzzy and happy when we're done. When I go to little space or subspace, I feel pretty warm and happy and fuzzy when I've kind of given over control to someone else. It's just so nice. It's such a relief to let someone else do the thinking and the decision making and tell me that I'm good. I just have to like do what they say and I get praise for it. That's the fucking best. So, submission. I don't know if that's really a sex act, but all the things that are involved in that, that makes me feel warm and fuzzy and happy. And that is the end of that section, which is a good thing because we were at 12 minutes and I said I was going to do less than 15 minutes this time. It's ridiculous how much I got nervous about saying that I'm not really into girls going down on me. It's still haunting me that that was my answer, by the way, guys. I hope nobody hates me for saying that. I just feel like that's a lose-lose question. Like, no matter what you say, there's going to be someone out there who loves that act, and they're going to be like, what the fuck is wrong with this person that they don't ever want to do it again? Are they judging me because they don't like it? I think it's a gorgeous thing. It is actually really beautiful to watch. Like, but in terms of personally experiencing it, I just didn't feel anything. I'm going to stop apologizing for the fact that I'm straight. And I'm going to say that I love everybody and every orientation. And I want every single person on this earth to have happy, warm, and fuzzy orgasms and feel good about themselves and their bodies and their sex life. How about that? Because all that's true. And that's what I really want to get across more than anything else. So now I feel better. Now I think I've like talked away the worry of some kind of exclusionary answer. Huh. What a roller coaster this survey has been. And that was the shortest section. Okay, so I'm going to get up and clean now. Y'all better check in and like ask and make sure I've done it because I need accountability. And I'm going to let my dogs snore and I'm going to wish everybody a wonderful weekend. And I'm going to blow you a kiss, and then I'm going to go clean, and you're going to have a great Friday, okay? Mwah! Bye, guys.